Welcome to the Start Over Coder podcast. I am the Start Over Coder, and I'm taking you along on my quest, taking up a new career as a professional developer and pursuing financial independence. This week's episode is a follow-up to last week, now that I'm back from the Codeland conference. It was a fantastic two-day conference, overall massively a positive experience. And in this episode, I will take a look back and see how things stacked up against the planning that I did before I went to Codeland. So if you missed last week's episode or skipped it, you might want to go back and listen to episode 67 before listening to this episode, just because that's pretty much what I'm talking about. So first, a little bit about Codeland. So this is really a fantastic conference for people who are learning how to code or kind of in an early career stage, like junior developers in your first job. And I say that it was great because the quality of speakers and workshops was just top notch. So the speakers and workshops were curated for this kind of new beginner developer audience. The schedule was balanced really well between content, so lots of talks, but also having breaks so that you could kind of digest the information, have time to meet other people, network with other attendees, ask questions, etc. And it was a very comfortable size. I think there were about 300 people in attendance. So the speakers came and were a part of the conference. So I think it was really nice that they were accessible to talk to after their talks or before their talks, just have a chat with people, ask questions about their presentations after the fact. And it was just really overall very well organized. And on top of the organization of the content, there were a lot of little details as well that they really paid attention to that just made all of the difference. So first of all, there was really high quality food, which if you're in an all-day conference sitting and listening to lots of new information, those food breaks are super important. So that was really great. Also, they put together an amazing conference notebook, which basically had a page or a few pages for each speaker, each presentation. It included links to the things that they were talking about, so you didn't need to scramble to try to write down whatever it was that they show in their slides. It also had space for notes and some of the terms that they talk about in the thing. So, especially if you are in a sort of newbie perspective, and maybe they threw out a term or an acronym that you don't know, there was this really awesome notebook that you could go to, and chances are that term would be in there. So just lots of little details that made it such an amazing event. And of course, on top of all of that, I had such a great time because I got to meet and also work with some really, really lovely people from all over the country, all over the US, and also some people from different parts of the world. Had questions about coding that I was able to talk to people about. And overall, I just left the conference feeling really excited and really happy to be involved in not only the community, but in the work that I like to do and, other people like to do as well. So it definitely had the potential to be draining, sitting there, meeting new people constantly, listening to talks, trying to process information. That could be really, really draining, but I just left feeling so excited, and I'll definitely be back next year because I just had such a great time. And if it sounds at all interesting to you, I would say make it happen. If you're on the fence and you're considering going, definitely do it, because I thought, for me at least, that it was really worth it. Now, as for the talks themselves and the content, I'm not necessarily going to talk about all of that right now. The talks themselves, I think, are going to be posted on YouTube. If not on YouTube, I think they'll pretty much definitely be included in the Code Newbie podcast. So check that out if you're interested in the content. But I do think it's worth noting that they really made an effort to make sure that that content was really high quality. So not only were the talks themselves really curated and went through a selection process, but after the speakers were chosen to speak, they were coached by the conference organizer to make sure that the talk that they would be giving would really be the best fit for the audience who would be there. And that really showed in the quality of talks that we listened to over the 2 days. And the topics ranged from, there were really a lot of topics. So everything from open source to ethics in working as a developer, different examples and stories about how people have used code to solve problems, whether that's like big, gigantic scale world problems, or just answering interesting questions that they felt themselves wanted answers to. So good range of topics, and definitely check those out on YouTube. I will add, once they are posted, I'm not sure when or where that will be, but if in the future they are posted, I will add them to the show notes of this episode. So in the future, you can visit startovercoder.com/068 and find those links to the talks there. So that is an overview of the conference, but what this episode really is about is how I did against the goals that I set for myself before going. So as I said, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, definitely go back and listen to episode 67. But to recap my three goals, they were first, to meet three people that I will keep in touch with after the conference. Second, to practice talking about technical things. And third, to document all of the key takeaways from the content that was given in the conference. So first, about meeting three people. So I definitely met a lot of really interesting people and exchanged contact information with them. I think I did an okay job putting myself out there a little bit in that sense. I didn't leave with any specific plans to work on projects with anyone, but there are definitely people that I wouldn't hesitate to reach out to, so I wouldn't say that I feel like that is a closed door in the future. And honestly, I met some people even in the same town that I live in, even though we were across the country from where that is. So I know, you know, there was one person in particular who we had been to some of the same events together and didn't know each other. So I know I'll definitely see some people in the future. So I feel like in general, I kind of did okay with this goal of meeting three people. And going forward, I'll just need to make sure that I actually reach out to them and follow up. The second goal was to practice talking about technical things. So I did get a little bit of practice. I helped out with some installation issues that people were having during one of the workshops. So I got to show my expertise a little bit and help out with some things that were a little bit tricky. I think rather than sharing and talking to people about things I already know, I actually leaned a little bit more towards asking questions, which honestly is natural, I think, in this kind of setting. But really got some answers to some technical topics that I was having questions about and talked to people from different companies, people who really are experts in the fields that I was curious about, and got answers from them. So I was really happy that I reached out to those people. It was a little bit intimidating, not gonna lie, but I got some really cool answers and learned some awesome things. So I think I did okay for talking about technical things. Overall, I guess though, there wasn't really the opportunity for this because, you know, I wasn't giving a talk or sharing anything in particular, but I definitely didn't do the meek, shy thing that I was worried that I would do and sometimes do. So I'd say that's a success on that goal. And the third goal was to document the key takeaways. This was definitely a success. Of the three, I think this is the biggest one. And that really comes down to the conference notebook that they gave out as part of the talk, because I was able to take pretty solid notes. Looking back through my notes now, I can basically jog my memory of the whole talk for all of the speakers that were there. I want to say there were maybe like eight or so each day. So, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20 talks, I can tell you exactly what they talked about, you know, sort of bullet point by bullet point, and keep those takeaways in mind for myself. In addition to all of the follow-up links and all of the terms that they discussed and, you know, all of the things that you want to remember leaving, I definitely feel like I've done that. It's still to be decided, I think, whether I will document that further, either on this podcast or on my personal blog. Honestly, because, you know, the reason I wanted to do that was because I thought that would be a really good way to solidify the notes. But now looking through my notes now, a few days later, they're pretty solid. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do that still. But overall, I think that goal, I definitely hit a success. So then as far as other things to do for future conferences, there are some things that I would like to note that I will do in the future and maybe are things that can be taken as advice for others as well. So first and foremost is to RSVP early for any side events that happen. At Codeland, there was an after party on one of the nights that was hosted by a sponsor company and they had a really good dinner. I waited too long to respond and then didn't get in and waited until the very, very last minute to see if I would be able to get in because they did open up some extra spots. In the end, I did end up getting to go, but you know, that nervousness and feeling like I was going to really miss out on something, I would have just loved to do without. So that's definitely a tip that I will keep for myself in the future, is to make sure to just really get on top of any extra events or workshops or anything that may be available. Another little logistical tip is, if I'm going to Instagram these events or, you know, want to take really good quality photos, I got to get good seating, because that was something I was hoping to do at this conference, but I just never ended up sitting in a good enough place where the pictures that I took were of any quality at all. So that's just a little logistical tip that I have. And then actually, purely by coincidence, there's another podcast called the Junior Developer Toolbox, and they released an episode this week about how to prep for going to conferences. And they had some additional tips that I would definitely take note of. The biggest one really being about setting a plan before you go, as far as how you're going to spend your time in the conference. And that especially applies to conferences where maybe there are multiple things going on at the same time. So at Codeland, it's a single track conference. Everybody is at the talks at the same time, with the exception of the afternoon workshop session. Everyone is doing everything together. But at other conferences where there may be multiple tracks and you may have to make a decision between which event to go to at which time, I definitely would like to go into events like that with a plan, so that I know that I'm at least getting as much as I can out of the event that applies directly to me, rather than kind of floating around from place to place. And to be honest, that's something that I didn't do well at that conference I mentioned last week that I went to last year, that I just really, it was basically like I didn't need to go, because I just kind of took in all the information and didn't really put any focus on how the information could and should or would apply to me. So those are my big tips for next time. And that is going to wrap it up for this episode. That's going to wrap it up for my attending conferences for this week or month at least. And if you would like to leave a comment, you can find a link directly to this episode in the show notes wherever you're listening to this podcast. Or of course, you can always tweet me at startovercoder or email me at startovercoder@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear and want to stay with me on this journey of learning to code, starting a new career, and pursuing financial independence, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. You can do it through your favorite podcast app, wherever you like to listen to your podcasts, or visit startovercoder.com/subscribe for a list of good options. That's all for this time. Signing off.